hello, everybody, and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on EO Bruvs. I'm Ronnie, and here I am with Ben. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
Good, babe. Hey, listen, if I've got to stick my wick in it, just because I had to. Right, babe?
Yes, babe. Nice, by the way. You look really great, by the way. Your smile, Ronnie. Everything can go away, but that smile, keep that smile. It's legendary. I love it so much, Ronnie.
It's a very sexy episode of Below Deck Mediterranean, everybody. So welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Thank you to everybody who was with us last night on a crazy Take a Seat. Always love doing that every Monday night, 7 p.m. Pacific, over on Spotify Live. Love talking to you guys. Also, come and join us for Crappin' On Demand videos. Okay, it's not today, but a couple times a week. We just did one for our Winter is Crappening Game of Thrones podcast. So go subscribe to that over on our Winter is Crappening feed. Thanks for joining us for that. And I think that's all the announcements I have to make, right, Ben?
Yeah, you know, I do have something I'm excited about to share, because today we're doing Below Deck Med. And just yesterday, I was on social media and I saw something about our old friend and Below Deck Med alumna, Miss Hannah Ferrier. She's going to be on the new CBS reality show, The Real Love Boat. And I didn't realize that until yesterday. I don't know if it was announced yesterday or not, but I just saw it. So I think that's so cool, because she, that's network TV. So, like, our old friend Hannah, honey, she'll be giving honey eyes to all sorts of couples that are, I guess, falling in love on that boat. So I can't wait to see.
Yes, congratulations, Hannah.
Yeah. Yes. Can't wait to see how that, like, what her role is on that show, et cetera, because I'll probably check it out.
She's the Julie, of course. What else?
Well, it says that she's the cruise director, but I'm wondering how that pans out on this reality show version of The Love Boat.
Oh, my God. I love it. So it's like a dating show, huh?
Hey, yeah, it's hosted by
it's a dating show. Hey,
are you gonna fall in love, honey? Listen, honey, instead of sitting here, why don't you fall in love with someone? All right, honey.
Well, I knew that she was doing that, but I didn't know it was a CBS show. She said that it was going to be on like a major network where she is, you know. But I didn't know it was going to be on here in America. And I actually heard the ad for it the other day. And didn't even look up, because I didn't realize it was I just heard like whores on a boat. So I was like, oh, that sounds fun. But I didn't realize it was her. So congratulations, Hannah.
All the promos that I've seen have just featured Jerry O'Connell and Rebecca Romaine. And they're the hosts of it, I guess, you know, for better or worse. So that's all I've seen. But because doesn't everyone want to fall in love with Jerry O'Connell? Be like, are you in love? Oh my God, you're in love. Okay, here's how men fall in love. Here's how women fall in love.
Yeah, they needed someone with tons of enthusiasm, and they got him. They got him. That guy is not short on the thews.
He is. Okay. He is full of enthusiasm, and he loves talking about how men do things and how women do things.
Listen, sometimes I don't get it, but Romaine loves him, and you know,
God, I love bless. Romaine. He's supposed to be lovely.
So, yeah.
You know what? He's supposed to be a very lovely guy. So congratulations to everyone who is involved on this boat.
Yes. Okay, so let's get into Below Deck. Wine Impairing is what it's called. Very interesting episode. It's a Kyle on the loose episode. You know, Kyle's really giving off like Golden Girl vibes, like Blanche on a boat. You know, like, where is he? Where's the man? Let me at him.
Kyle has struggled. He may not have realized it, but he has struggled with professionalism and boundaries all season long. And this is the episode where he just full on he just blows right through that
literally
line.
Literally.
Yeah, he just is, he is on it. So the episode opens up, it's the morning, it's like 5 hours before the next charter. People are waking up, just the normal morning stuff,
normal,
which includes
stuff,
apparently
which
includes now Natasha getting a text from her boyfriend that says, oh, I love you. I just have to assume he talks like that, right? Like anyone who sends that many I love yous to while someone is saying this working and saying, sorry, I can't text much, I'm working. They all talk like this.
And she's like, good morning, Ola. Which is cute because it's like Good Morning LA. But, you know, it's a show that's supposed to wake you up in the morning and not gross you out, you know.
It's a nice callback to Jillian Barbary.
Yes. Yeah, it's me, Jillian Barbary.
Jillian Barbary.
Yeah. So the chef is annoyed. Like, he hasn't seen the text, but we know that he's seen it in his head or something because he's already annoyed with this shit. Okay?
Yeah.
So then Talia sits Storm down to talk about that crazy night last night, how I got mad at you. Can we talk? I mean, last night was fun, but I can't do seriousness when I'm out. Right? I said I wasn't vibing, but I didn't mean you. I meant I'm not vibing the situation because I wanted to dance. But that's just me, I guess. I was vibing with dancing. You were over here vibing with working. That doesn't vibe with me. Do you understand?
Like, literally, they were playing Vibology by Paula Abdul, and I was like, I want to vibe with Vibology, and then you're there being deep. And I don't do deep. I don't do deep. So take a shot of dance, #Vibology.
It's like, I was just really tired and it got the better of me. She's like, oh, God, Storm was a bit tragic last night, but I'm very forgiving. He's a kind guy. He's considerate and he hadn't broken up with me yet. So far, it's a win.
Yeah. So, hey, it's time for a preference sheet meeting. Everyone come down here and sit in this weird place with the two tables that are small. Okay, charter number 4. I can't believe it's only our 4th charter. Adam Spinner. And his sister Jennifer, they are here, and we see their sheets. I don't know if you noticed this, but the photo that Jennifer supplied for her, the preference sheet, she looked like she was the star of like a Danish police drama.
I love those.
You know, she's like very serious and has like shadows on her face. Like, I am coming on your boat.
Oh, God, I need her then. You just made me like Jennifer a whole lot more. I love those shows. Give me some tunnel every day, the tunnel. So I like how they describe themselves too, because they write their own bios, right? So his is Adam Spinner is a brilliant New York-based tech executive. Oh, really, Adam? You know, just pump yourself up there a bit. Why don't you, Abs?
Grinder. That's what I'm going to say. That's the tech he does. So the more importantly than Adam Spinner and his serious sister arriving, the slide is coming today too, guys. So congratulations. You've had it easy. This slide has arrived. We were really hoping that our shitty bosun would last just long enough to have one big epic disaster with this slide, but unfortunately the timing didn't work out.
Good news. The slide's going to come. It's going to come by plane. Then it's going to take a train across the water. Then you're going to have to jump off the boat, go under the train, slip up through a little trap door under the train, go into the dining compartment, hold it up, take the slide out, find a bird to tie it to, okay? The bird's going to put it on the front of the boat, and then you're all going to race to the front of the boat. It's like, how are they going to deal with this slide, okay? You can't even get toys out of the closet in a normal way on this boat.
I know. Also, guess what? Adam, the primary, he requests a water obstacle course for a friendly competition, so that's going to be fun for everyone watching at home, right? You can use the slide.
We love an obstacle course, don't we? Oh, don't forget, Adam's brilliant, so let's not fuck up the slide. Okay, guys? Yeah.
You can use the slide, the pool, the trampoline, the banana. God, I love the banana. You could use the dolphin if we're even closer in the process of crashing into it. Really, anything you want.
I've got a line to read. Adam, who is brilliant, would like an around-the-world dinner with a course from each country. So I'm just going to do a little Malta with some bread. All right.
You know, revisiting this moment, Ronnie, which I have not done since I watched the show, he says, a course from each country. A course, meaning that you eat something, and then it's bust away, and then you eat something else. Not a buffet.
Oh, that's true. It's not a family of courses.
Yeah. It's not one big course. It's a course around the world, okay?
Well, maybe they just want a course dish from each country. You know, I'm just going to make rude things from every country. Serve them that. See how they like that.
Dave, did somebody say something about courses? I love courses. I take courses all the time whenever I can take courses. My favorite thing. I love taking a course.
Where do you think I learned the blue fairy skipper? The shot. It was a course, Dave. It was a course.
Well, there was that one time, though, that I unfortunately wound up at Broadway. I thought I was seeing something about courses in a line, but it was actually the chorus line. Totally different experience, but lovely, Dave. It was lovely.
Then Kyle, getting excited for work, is like,
let's get this charter ready, fucking steady, go, Bob, yeah!
Sky.
And
fucking Talia. Guy.
Natalia does a classic Ben Mandelker. She lets a joke just get fully away from her. She's like, these pillows look like Casper's balls. They're saggy. Like, oh.
Was I've it been Casper there. The
I've
Ghost?
Been to Natalia.
Was it Casper the Ghost?
It's like you had, listen, Natalia, I've been there. You had a glimmer of a joke. You ran into it. You rushed into it. You didn't know where to take it. And you had to sort of bail at the last second. I feel you.
Well, she's waiting for Kyle to come in and help her. And he just stares at her. He hates her right now. So he just stares at her and he goes, you're obsessed with balls. So then we go to.
As if he isn't. As if he hasn't made like 35 million nutsack jokes over the course of the season.
I know, but he hates her. He's like, oh, I'm going to fuck with the timing of your balls joke. Good luck, Kafka.
I'm going to yes, meh you. How about that?
Meh and.
Meh and.
Or just got meh and. So the chef is on his computer, I guess, making menu plans or, you know, Googling law. And Natasha walks in and she's like, hey. And he's like, hey.
You okay, Dave?
I was like, oh,
He's like, well, you know what? Last night, you couldn't even look at me. You couldn't even look at me. It felt awkward, more awkward than the time I was walking down my childhood street. And a Toyota Camry just burst into flame and I had to run away. That was awkward. An awkward moment.
Do you know how awkward it is when you stand in the middle of doorways looking at someone so intensely that the walls around them start to melt and they refuse to look at you back? Who's being awkward here, you fucking weirdo? What part of we're broken up don't you get?
Yeah.
Well, Dave, it's not that I've been ignoring you. I've just been struggling to deal with a situation in my head and comprehend everything that's happened.
Which is actually, I feel like, the most honest she's been. And he's like, well, you're on your own now. I'll do my job and you do your job.
Yes, precisely, Dave. Did you say something, Dave?
I said I'll do my job and you do your job.
What was that, Dave?
He's so gross. Nothing. He's like, you're on your own now, girl. Yeah, she broke up with you 2 weeks ago. Okay, sir. And she's like,
yeah, but our job requires working together, doesn't it?
And he's like, well, I'm not doing that anymore. I tried to do it your way, and I'm sick of pussyfooting around you.
What's that, Dave?
Pussyfooting.
Dave!
No, pussyfooting, not really that. Come on now. Listen, I'm done with this. I'm sick of dwelling on this. I deserve better than you anyway. We had our thing, and now it's done. It's over. Okay, what stage of grief is this when you're trying to make this whole breakup your idea? Dave, just be quiet. Go into another room. Chop something, Dave. Okay, glaze a cake.
Make your mirror glaze for the day. You know, because, like, honestly, you know, after they had their big, like, the big, you know, breakdown moment, they've been working fine together. So, like, they should just continue to be able to work fine. You're just salty because she just kind of didn't want to be in, like, the direction of your mopey gaze all last night, okay? So
he's literally mad that she's not responding to his stalkery fucking ways. Like, he's sitting there staring bullets at her and she's not giving him any attention after she broke up with him. Like, what do you want, dude?
Yeah, she said, I'm going to try to make it work with my ex. Known as La. So she's like,
but we got to work together, Dave.
He goes, well, luckily, I just have to do the food. Put out good food, and then you can do all the rest. She goes,
that's not a very professional way to work, Dave.
And he's like, well, I'm very professional. I'm not going to let someone fuck it up. You know, when people ask me for food from Malta, and so I give them crackers and a steak. Very professional.
It's like, well, I'm not messing with your job, Dave. I'm just trying to talk with you.
He's like, you're done talking, girl. You're done talking. She's like, wow.
I can't deal with all this stubbornness.
What?
I can't.
He's like, what stubbornness?
Did you say something, Dave?
What stubbornness?
What?
You're just fucking...
Are you tired? Are you tired? Did you stub your toe? Is that what you said?
Stubbornness.
You stubbed your toe. He stubbed his toe, everyone.
This is not the negativity and the energy I need right now, Dave. If I mentioned that I'm dating La again, I wonder how you'd feel about this.
And so the captain comes in, and she's like, hey. Like, hey, hey, did you say something, hey. Dave? Damn it! Damn it!
Hey, did I interrupt you guys having a serious conversation? Should I leave the room or should I just stand over Dave and put a hand over his shoulder and say, let it out?
Should I just stand over the shelf and pretend I'm digging for new Nespresso pods? Anybody?
Well, I was speaking about work and Dave doesn't want to speak, so I'm trying to figure it out, and he said he doesn't want to speak to me.
He's like, well, if it's anything to do with the job, then we'll communicate. But right now, we're not going to speak except to say, you're done, girl. You're done.
Did you say something?
No. So Sandy's like, well, clearly there's some tension here, so I think obviously if she has to talk to you about the menu, you'll talk to her, because you know what? Your service is impeccable. You know your food is beyond, so just be patient with each other. Keep your main focus on the job and just work as professionals. I want to try it one more time because it was really fun the first time. Did you say something, Dave?
No. You know, this isn't the first time I've had a boatman that went wrong. So give him the space. I have an expectation. Relationships happen. But when they step up those stairs, I need to know that God, they love that banana.
Okay. Okay. So Dave and Tash, I'm bringing you over the staircase. This step right here, you can just fight all you want. But you put your toe up one more step up. Professional, okay? There's a big difference. Invisible wall right there between the two steps. Okay, go get them, Tigers.
Do your mood. So Natasha, who's been avoiding Dave and running away from Dave for days now, is now just sitting there staring at Dave. Like, now he's got your attention. It's like, now he's being, like, argumentative and nasty, and now you're willing to sit there. Leave the room! Leave the room! I need to be on this boat just ushering people. Like, okay, you're done. Go on. All right, park. This is a no loading zone. All right?
We need to be there with clipboards and whistles. So every time Kyle's like, so, Hoggis, cheese squeeze, I'll just come out. Let's blow the whistle. Unprofessional, boundary crossed. Go back to the galley.
Exactly. So speaking of, Kyle is cleaning a toilet. And he's like, oh my God, what life is, honestly.
And then we see Courtney. She's like in a tender, and they've given Courtney this like very uninteresting arc for the episode, which is like, can Courtney drive a tender today? And she's like, oh, I'm really nervous about it, but because things can go wrong, like you can crash a tender, especially if you're twerking while you're driving. Very dangerous, but I can't help myself. I love to twerk.
I love that that's her whole thing, because last week was getting the tender on the chain, wasn't it? When she's like,
yeah, I tried that once, and then the chain hit me in the face, and I had to walk around with the bruise on my face. And they're like, oh my God, she got it on the chain.
So, yeah, now she is trying to deal with the tender after surviving the chain drama last week. And she's like, it's just a little difficult because it's just buttons, and there's not like a thruster, whatever. And so she's like, going back and forth a little bit. It's like nothing too dramatic. And Sandy's just watching like a proud mom. She's like, oh, yeah. Oh, she's got to dock that tender. Come on. You can do it. Oh, yeah. That's awesome. Look at her. Oh, she's going forward now. This is great. This is great, guys.
And Courtney's like, why don't you put a throttle on there? It's like that thing people used to do, like pat your head and rub your stomach at the same. Who invented that anyway? It's the most pointless thing ever.
Oh, she's crushing it. I just wish she'd stop patting her head and rubbing her stomach while she drives the tender.
Oh, God, she's doing it. Okay, the tender's about to crash into the dolphin. Stop patting your head and rubbing your belly, all right?
Now Kyle's up looking at the preference. He's like, oh, my God, these people are so hot. Look at this one. His favorite cuisine is Yas Kwee. And then, hold on, let me turn the page over. Oh, on the other page, it says Ina.
I want you guys to know that I'm probably going to lose my job after this, right? And then he holds up a picture of the main guy. Brilliant, isn't he? He's brilliant, I can tell. All right.
It's like, you know, sometimes you test the water, and it could be shark-infested water, or it cannot be.
And oh, make sure he gets what he needs. Hon!
And Natalia's like, normally he calls me steward, but tonight he can call me daddy. And Carl's like, snip, 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 yeah, snip.
This is my charter to shine, Natalia. Go down to the laundry. So now provisions and the slide is on the way. But before the slide arrives, Natasha is talking to the provisioner. She's like, "You have the wines for the tasting. Let's go over the wines." So you know this means that either there are no wines, like it's missing wines, or there's going to be some issue with the wine tasting later because we've already heard too much about a wine taster.
Yeah. And she's like, "I feel like wine pairing is what you don't get every day in a standard restaurant. It takes service from here to here. It's similar. It's similar to here, but here."
I don't trust the shot girl to be my sommelier. Is that shitty to say? I just don't. In my experience, they are not the same person.
I totally agree. I feel like the person making the neon blue raspberry Ecto cooler shots is not the same one I want to hear. Like,
"It has certain notes of the springtime in Provence."
Oh my God. I'm so sorry, but I have a wine key that I usually keep in here in my office in case I have a Topo Chico to pop open. And I think the other day I was like, you know, this is sick that I have a wine key in my office. Like, this is so gross. I'm taking this downstairs. And guess what? I brought up a Topo Chico today, and I don't have the wine key, and I know that I took it downstairs, but I'm still looking through every drawer in the office trying to find the wine key. God damn it!
I thought you were setting up some joke since we're talking about wine tasting. And you're setting up a joke about, like, I normally have a wine key, so I thought you were going to do some joke about, like, you're going to present some sort of shot or whatever. No, you're really looking for your wine key.
I just keep opening the same drawer over and over again.
Why don't you buy a second wine key so that we have a wine key for your Topo Chicos up there, but then you have your wine key for downstairs when you need to open up?
I don't know. I just feel gross. I feel like I'm going to die of a heart attack or something, and they're going to come into my house and be like, "Oh my God, his office, he's got a wine key and Tootsie Roll wrappers in here." Like, no wonder he died. You know,
the wine key is not going to stop you from opening the Topo Chico. It's just going to make it more annoying if you don't.
It
have
is because
you're still going to open it up.
Yeah,
you're still going to open it up and drink it.
I know, but now how do you open? Now I'm like, oh, maybe if I just bang the bottle top on the desk.
Wait, do you not have? Oh, wait, you don't even need a wine key. You just need a bottle opener.
Yeah, but that's what the bottle opener's on. It's on my wine key. Oh God,
darling, you have to put it on your. Do you have keys on you right now?
No, you leave the keys in the bowl. All right, so you don't lose your keys. I got that from Absolutely Fabulous. Leave your keys in the bowl, darling. So they're downstairs. Okay, anyway, personal time is over.
You should have a bottle opener on your keychain. That's the real thing that you should be doing.
Oh, I hate keychains. So, let's see. Where are we?
I can't help with that. Okay, so Natasha's like, so then.
Thank you so for trying, she's got, though.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So she talks about wine pairing. She explains why wine pairing is special. And then she's in the kitchen, in the galley, and it's like awkward and silent because she's like moving around Dave. He's like, "I won't speak to her. Not so."
"Did you say something?"
"No."
"Are you sure? Did you check your inner monologue? I thought I heard your inner monologue."
So no. Then Kyle and Natalia are talking. He's like, "Talia, what are you doing? We need your help." And you literally check the laundry needs to be done. I mean, what are you going to wear if I don't do laundry, huh? He's like, "Maybe you should be faster with it then."
I know he's not complaining after he spent an entire charter with his tooth on a bed. And now he's complaining that she's just fucking around. He's just nervous because there's hot gays coming on and he's like really nervous on how he's going to be received by them. That's what all this is.
So then, of course, Natasha is texting La and she's like,
"Sorry, I can't text regularly. Someone keeps leaving the fridge door open."
"Did you text something?"
"Nah."
So he's like, "You're the hardest working person I've ever met." She goes,
"I'm trying my best."
She's saying, "I'm trying my best," while the other two stews are arguing behind her head about, like,
"Could you help me out, Elise? I can't do the laundry. We have to do the laundry right now. I sure did. You want to be shirtless when you meet the guests?"
So now the slide comes. It's the slide delivery. And Z's like, "Tonic Central." And Storm's like, "We have half an hour. I have no idea what to do. I'm just going to have to fake this slide because I'm 100% green in motor yachts, but I'm not green in the world. And I need to know if my input is welcome." Oh, that's Jason. I was like, "Why does this sound like Storm?" Jason's like, "I'm like 100% green in motor yachting."
But I'm so not. I was like, I had this really good monologue, but I'm going to give it to you, Jason. Why don't you say it instead?
You know what? I won't do a monologue unless I'm going to give it 110%. And I really don't want to. You do it, Jason.
Fine. As someone who worked in finance, I'm 100% green to the mega yachting world, but I'm not 100% green to like every other yachting. And so like, I actually do have experience not only in boating, but also sailing, which some could argue is the same as boating. I don't know. But then sailors probably wouldn't like that. So the challenge I'm having is knowing if my input is welcome or if I'm barking up the wrong tree.
But this fucking guy. Okay, this guy, he's like, I have no experience. Who cares what you have experience in? Have you put up a slide? No, you haven't. You haven't gotten a slide from the delivery truck into an actual yacht? Okay, then shut the fuck up, Jason. Shut up.
I know. Exactly. So there's like all the slide is like really heavy, and they're like, the thing is like, they have to put in the tender first, but if they just drop in the tender, it's going to break the tender, and then they can attach it to lines and everything. And Jason is like, just hang it off the side of the boat and it'll be like a bumper, which feels like the slide would do more damage to the yacht than the dolphin would be at that point.
Yeah.
So it's like all this drama. It's all this like, they're like lowering it down on the whole group is there. They've called Dave to help, and they're like lowering this slide onto the tender, and Sandy's just watching. She's like, yeah, that's good. Wow, 500 pounds. That's what you call a team working together, okay? That's great.
Hey, guys, did Jason have any ideas? I said the bumper. We said no. Bullying. You're bullying me. Okay, guys, you know what? I've got an idea. You know what's a real good arc that everybody can bond over? Courtney and the tender. Can Courtney drive the tender? And she's like, oh, I can. Would you want me to drive it? Drive the tender. I can't wait to see this.
Hey, and just as an option, you can always put it in neutral and just push yourself off the boat. Just say, I'm the dolphin now.
Look for the loop. Once your stern is in the hole,
stop making me horny already.
Shut up, Kyle. You're not in this scene, all right?
So it's fine. They get the slide onto the crane, and the crane yanks it up. So then now more cleaning, more last minute cleaning. And then Kyle, of course, he's in a tizzy. He's like, oh my gosh, I didn't even have put a bit of powder on. Fuck me right now. Hey, Natasha, I got the best plan for us on this trip. Let's be sluts.
So arrival. So it's the gays. And they're like, oh my God, I hope we have a gay one. And I hope they're hot. And if they're hot, that would be really fun. And so Kyle's like, oh my God, he's so hot. I'm clammy. Feel my hands.
By the way, if you're clammy, don't say that to people. It's like, I'm going to trust that you're clammy. I don't need to like have a tactile verification that you are clammy as well.
Also,
so,
I hate to be the person to bring up health on a, you know, on a show when someone just wants to have a fun, slutty time. You know, I'm all for a fun, slutty time. But, sir, didn't you just have two teeth pulled yesterday? Like, gross. Gross, okay? Smell like blood and you've got open wounds in your mouth. What are you doing?
Well, there's of the gays, there's one guy who's really tall. His name is Frank. I feel like I recognize Frank. Watch him be like in porn or something like that. But he looks like, I feel like I like, has he come to a Crappin' show? I swear I've seen Frank before. Has he come to one of our shows?
I don't know.
Okay, we're going to say he hasn't. So that way, if we make fun of Frank, it's not awkward. It's not like we're making fun of someone who came to one of our shows.
Yeah. So it's Frank. And Kyle's like, oh my God, all I see is this tall, beautiful smile. I'm thinking, holy hell, Lord save me. So he's like making noises and beaming, and he's like, oh my God, I'm vibing. And Josh is like, oh yeah, he's fit.
Shut up, this isn't your moment, slut. This is not for straight girls. You had your episode last time. This is for me.
So the deck crew is trying to get the luggage, and Storm's like, where's the luggage? There's the luggage. There's the luggage. All right, that's one of the calls with the luggage. And Jason goes, Storm, do less.
Yeah. And he's like, that's not in my vocabulary, but you know what is in my vocabulary? Put it in drive. My mother said that to me when I was five.
Okay, bullying.
So the gays come on board, and Natasha's like, welcome on board. As Captain Sandy said, welcome to your home away from home. Here's some mulberry smoothies for ya. Mixed with creme de menthe and curacao and whiskey and just a touch of triple sec.
I call them margaritas. Enjoy.
And Carl's like, oh my god, I'm so glad to finally have a straight group of friends here. This is going to be penis, penis, and penis. Cheers to the queers. Okay. You're fired. I'm going to fire this guy every fucking episode.
I know. Well, he was, I mean, listen, the joke about, like, it's nice to finally have some straight friends, that's fine, that's fine. But then he goes, it's going to be penis, 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 penis. I'm like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I honestly even think it's weird that he's going cheers to the queers. I just don't think that, like, that's not, like, his place to make the funny toast, you know?
Yeah. So then the captain is doing her favorite thing, looking at the screen. She's like, whoa, doesn't look bad at all. I don't see any bumps on the horizon, except on Kyle's penis, probably, because let's face it.
He's by the there. End of this charter for sure. So then Storm is like, I'm really nervous for any docking operations from here on out. I'm nervous, okay, because last time, I don't know if you heard about this, we hit a dolphin. And then of course we see for the 10th time in this episode the, you know, Kai, I mean, Storm, we can't hear you, can't hear your distances, we hit the dolphin.
All right, Kyle, I mean Storm, I'll land in. Let me know when I'm free to swing. Oh, I'm free to swing. Not you, Kyle. You're not in this scene.
So the gays are on their tour and they want to see the kitchen, which is hilarious. They're like, we want to see the kitchen. And so then Frank is talking to Kyle and he's like, hey, so like, how tall are you? And the other gay's like, Frank, it's not a competition.
So Kyle goes and looks at like the light switch plate to check his teeth and check his makeup. And then Talia is like, welcome to the party. I have to cover my eyes. There's definitely hot girl summer attire going on here. Because one of the twink guys is in like a little tiny pink Speedo. She's like,
he's like a mini.
Cool?
He's like a mini Frankie Grande, which says something.
And so someone's like, Frank, are you nervous? And Kyle goes, oh, I am. And he's like, you look great. Oh, when I saw you coming, that smile, it's everything.
He's like, anything else can disappear, but the smile is golden. I was like, what is going on here? First of all, it was so strange the way Frank was like, you look great. Like, what is this clunky flirting you're doing in front of everyone? And so strange. Like, it felt almost like he was put up to say that. Like, when his friend said, say something to Kyle. So then Kyle's like, beliefs be damned, but the amazing God, the bloody Lord have mercy. Areolas the size of earthquake holes. What's an earthquake hole? Don't know, but they're big and they're the size of those nipples. And I never thought I had a nipple fancy until I met Pancake Nipple Frank.
So then Kyle is talking to the girls and he's like, okay, here's what happened. He came down and I said that smile is golden. And Natasha's like,
well, I'm going to let Kyle flirt with Frank, but he cannot go any further. They need to be careful because if the captain finds out that he could lose his job over this.
So now they're setting a time to put out an anchor. So let's do three shackles and then let the other shackle out. Okay, it's going to be really four shackles, but we're going to have a little bit of a wait, a little suspense, a little build, and then fourth shackle. You know what I'm saying? All right, shackle time.
So Kyle is talking to Frank and he's like, so where are you from actually? And he says London, and Kyle's like, interesting, I'm from South Africa. And then he winks at him and like shimmies.
Yeah. And then he goes, I see you staring at my lips. Do I have something on them? He's like, it's like a thirst flirt. It's sort of interesting. And Frank goes, no, you're totally fine. You do have very white teeth. So do you. So do you. Big white teeth. Oh no, those are your nipples. Look how big they are. Just like two giant manhole covers right there on your chest.
So Kyle's like, yeah, one of the limitations is we can't have relations with the guests because it's unprofessional. And the producer's like, well, one could argue that you are being unprofessional already. And he's like, by argue, you mean you could argue on being unprofessional? And I would agree.
So then there's just like more drinks. And David's making tacos for lunch. And Dave tells us, this is the hardest charter season I've ever done because of this situation with Natasha. We weren't dating, but it does feel like a breakup. I feel silly saying it, but it feels like torture on a stick seeing her. She's back with her boyfriend now, and until she absolutely despises me almost as I did, I'm just going to hang in there and make these very, very difficult tacos.
For dinner, torture on a stick. I love when he says it's the hardest charter he's ever done and he's making tacos. Come on.
Yeah, that's babe. What I...
Come on. So lunch is served, and then the slide. Now for some slide drama. So they're trying to figure out how to do this slide because they're on a ridiculous, stupid IKEA boat, right? So Storm's like, well, I reckon we throw it over then. And so he's like, I just remember it was horrible to deal with. And now that it's four new people who have never done this before on a boat that has never had a slide before, it's daunting.
What will happen? And then inside, Natasha's cleaning. And so her boyfriend is texting her being like, keep in there, Tasha. You're amazing. And she's like, long. Which, by the way, how many times does she have to say, I'm working really hard? She's like, long distance relationships and yachting almost seems impossible. Not like you can sit there and type out a 10-page essay. But God, by George, I'm going to try while everyone else is cleaning.
So, Kyle is offering water to the guests, and he's like, still sparkling. And Frank is like, still please. And he's like, I appreciate you. No, I appreciate you. No, I appreciate you the most. Wang shimmy.
I'm like, enough with this, like, water jug flirting. So,
it's so weird. He's like a diner waitress on an 80s sitcom, you know? It's like, oh, hi there. Still sparkling. Wink.
Oh, I'm a service queen. So then there's just like slide chaos as usual. And Storm is just talking about how he's never done a slide before, but he's just going to fake it till you make it, baby. Kind of like a driver's license, right? So then inside, Jennifer, who is the one who's had a very serious photo, but she didn't really act like I thought she was going to be a very serious person and like not fun and dour, but she's fine. And she's like, so Frank and Kyle are going to be boyfriends and I'm going to marry them. And Frank is like, I need a boyfriend. And then this twink is like, I've been here all this time.
All right, slide it that way, away from the raft. Okay, God, this is, you guys, this cannot be on the line. Okay, I'm going to hold the line. And Storm is like, what is this knot that you've made, Jason? A bowline. It's not a bowline. It is, dude. It's a bowline. And Jason tells us, dude, if I'm explaining knots to you, I don't know what to say.
You look like an idiot, like someone who never worked in commodities. So Storm is like, next time, do the right knot. And he's like, well, we both said do bowlines, and I did a fucking bowline. You put more pressure, it gets stronger. That's how it works. Learn your knots.
He has to release the pressure. That's how bowline works. And he goes, fuck off. Jeez. So, and the captain's like, it has to be moved to the life off the life raft. You can't just cut that end. Can you cut it? And Jason's like, I mean, we'll lose 6 inches of rub if we like do it that way. And she's like, fine then, just do it. And Storm's like, you have to do the line this way. What is wrong with you? And Jason's just like, fuck off.
And so I, of course, Googled what is a bowline. And it says the bowline is an ancient and when I say it says, this is like Wikipedia. The bowline is an ancient and simple knot used to form a fixed loop at the end of a rope. It has the virtues of both being easy to tie and untie. Most notably, it is easy to untie after being subjected to a load, which sort of sounds like my motto for this charter. Am I right? But the point is that when Jason's like, no, Jason said, the more pressure you put on it, the tighter it gets. He is wrong. It is official. Wikipedia says he is wrong. So for those who are wondering, Jason's wrong and an asshole.
And they couldn't untie it because it was wrong, right? They had to cut it. So yeah. Then at lunchtime, so the gays are talking and one's like, oh my God. So we went to Iceland and apparently Iceland is now very gay and very vegan. And Jennifer's like, I know, because every gay I know has been to Iceland. What the fuck kind of group of friends is this? I want this group of friends. Everybody you know has been to Iceland? What are you talking about?
Oh, they're definitely like in the scene. And so then but then the gay who went to Iceland is like, except, you know, it's everything's vegan, except then when we ordered mozzarella sticks, they gave us mozzarella sticks with ketchup. And then Jennifer's like, I feel like people think marinara sauce and ketchup are the same, which I was like, I think Jennifer and I could be friends. I like that sort of feel, like they're not the same. I'm like, me too. I feel that way too, Jennifer.
So then Storm sends Z down the slide, and the captain's like, you guys did it! You did it! All right, everybody meet for hugs. Meet for hugs. So then Storm is telling Z, and he's telling Z that Jason told him to fuck off, and he's like, and if he does it again, he's gone.
Yeah. And then Z goes and tells Courtney what happened, and she's like, he's so fucking annoying. So then now Kyle is flirting more with Frank, and he's like, so how old are you? And he's like, 37. 37? What fucking creams are you using? Okay, ordinary. What? That skin, it's miraculous. You know what? That skin is almost as golden as that smile. What a golden smile. Take away everything. Leave me the smile.
So he runs down and tells Tasha, oh my God, he's 37. And she's like, what's wrong with that? It's excellent. Are you kidding me? It's the maturity you want.
He could be the love of your life.
Literally, you know, everyone he knows has been to Iceland.
Oh, wow, Dave. Have you been to Iceland?
Mm-hmm. What?
Did you say something, Dave, about Iceland?
So the chef is trying to flatten pasta, but his pasta flattener thing isn't working.
Yeah.
So Tasha comes in and she's like, all right, well, I want to talk about the wine pairing. And he's like, this is ridiculous. There's no clamp for this machine. I need you to hold it.
Did you say something?
Just hold the pasta thing.
Oh, all right.
It's very Merchant Ivory in this moment, by the way, like that she has to hold down the pasta machine while he like churns out these flat sheets of pasta. Like
the sexual tension between us is so thick, like these sheets of pasta.
So she's reading the menu as she holds the thing, and she's like, all right, then smoked tuna tartar. And he's like, I want it all done at the same time. She's like, well, but I've got the wine pairing, so it might be too much. Well, maybe some of these I can do shot pairing then.
Not a great pivot. And then he's like, you do whatever I'm going to do. You do whatever you want. I'm going to do this anyway. And then he tells us, I have no idea what she's thinking or how she feels. We're doing a wine pairing if we're doing buffet. I'm like, well, the way, don't do a buffet. Why would you do around the world as a buffet?
She just told you she's doing a wine pairing, so you don't do a buffet, sir. That's what you do.
Yeah. But also, by the way, I don't know if you noticed this, when she's reading the menu, you can see through the paper because it's like backlit or something. And it's so funny that this very fancy, you know, wine pairing experience is just like, I need to do a wine pairing to elevate it. And then like the font of the on top of the menu, it says, let's take a trip around the world in basically Comic Sans font. And there's all these little clip arts of like Eiffel Towers and like international things and flags. It's like the most, it's like a kiddie party. She's like, it's going to be elevated with a wine pairing.
You're going to see how this wine pairs with every Chuck E. Cheese in the world.
Did you know that a Chuck E. Cheese in Japan serves a different type of pizza than a Chuck E. Cheese in Italy?
And he's like, oh, I'm just doing a buffet. Honestly, I'm just doing straight food. Give me a beer. Blimey. You work on a super yacht, okay? And yeah. All of their friends have been to Iceland. They're not going to be happy with that. So the chef's like, well, at least you know how to do pasta now. She's like, did you say something, Dave? You're done, girl. You're done.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So now Storm is talking to Natalia about Jason, and he's like, he's out of control. He's out of control. It's like what the police said after they were chasing me down the streets when I was 6 years old in my Toyota Camry. I'm out of control. So what? I drove on the wrong side. So what? I drove perpendicular to traffic. It was my right as a child to fake it as I make it on the streets.
So he decides that he's just going to take this as a challenge and learn how to manage his team. And Talia's like, don't talk to me. Do your work then. If it's so dramatic. All right. And he's like, all right. Kiss you later. I need Jesus. It's what I need. It's what I need. And then she is kneeling on top of the table while decorating it.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, I'm firing everybody.
Okay.
Fire everyone.
So Kyle is now talking to the guests, and he's like, they're like, well, hey, when was the last time you were with someone? He's like, oh my God, it's been since November. Not kiss a hug or anything.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, why is that? He goes, Wick. And they're like, oh, you poor thing. And someone says, oh my God, I'm like really against this whole thing of like you appearing and then think you're going to hang out with us. And then you go back inside the kitchen and don't hang out. And Kyle's like, oh, I know. It's like really pissing me off. But low key, I'm on break right now, as decided right now by me. And they're like, sit down. He's like, okay. So then he like sits down to like hang out and chat with them.
He's like, for the record, this is Red Bull, all right? And
what's the goss, sis?
Yeah, tell me the goss. By the way, this is like my dream, right?
I'm like, this does not feel right or professional at all. I'm firing him again, even though you already fired him.
Fired. So now Natalia is talking to the chef, and she's like, my God, Kyle is such a flair. Like, someone's got to do it. And she tells us, there's a certain, like, line with the guests. Like, if you're attracted, obviously flirt, but I don't think you sleep with them in the guest cabin. I mean, dude, the devil's dick in there, you know. If you want a kiss, who's going to stop you, though? All right? Like, so you've done that? She goes, no. Yeah. He broke up with me right after the kiss, though. I really don't know why, but he just started pretending I wasn't there, you know? I started folding up swans for his tails. Nothing. I just would come and find a dead swan on the floor. You know what I mean? Really hurt my feelings. I've got problems with relationships ever since.
I don't do deep.
I don't do deep.
So then Storm is talking to Jason, and so they have to like raise a trampoline out of the water. So they are pulling up this trampoline thing, and Jason's in the water to help guide it along. And Jason has ideas of that, like, oh, you should bring it up with a jet ski or something. He has like some idea that they're ignoring. And Jason's like, I think I have a problem with authority when I 100% think that they're wrong, because I love to say everything in 100%. Like, I'm not 100% green in yachting, but I'm 100% green in mega yachting. So anyway, I can't actively 100% do something poorly if I know better, more efficient way of doing it. Like a fucking amateur hour. I'm like, sir, you were the one who got the bowline wrong, so you've lost all your legitimacy. Shush.
You've never done this before. Shut up. So Storm's like, Jason, can you swim the trampoline over? We're going to lift it in the cradle. He's like, I think it would be better to like lift it this way. It's just fucking imbecile. And Courtney's like, oh my God, he's just being dramatic like always. I mean, he doesn't want to be here. He's a skipper on a small boat, so go do that. This is a big boat with a team. And sometimes you just do things you don't want just because it's your fucking job. Courtney, you don't have to pat your head and rub your belly. Are you sure? Did the tender make it okay?
So it gets windy. There's like a gust of wind all of a sudden. And so this trampoline that's dangling there, it starts to twirl in the wind. And they're like, oh no, we got to secure it down. It's going to flap in the wind. And so they need Jason to attach a second line to it. And Jason's still in the water. So Storm's like, Jason, attach a line. Jason. But Jason's ignoring
him. Jason looks right at him and just ignores him. Just keeps swimming. And Storm's like, today's been intense. Jason has been insubordinate, and I'm not entirely sure what he's good at, but I suppose it's up to me to find out and motivate him to do. Is that a modern thing? Like, someone sucks, so you have to find a way to motivate them to not suck? Fire him.
Yeah, that's the motivation you give him. Motivate him to leave the boat.
I've never had a boss who's like, Ronnie, how can I inspire you more today? Okay, you know what they inspire me with? They throw knives across the kitchen. Okay.
So, meanwhile, we're starting to approach dinner time. So, Natasha tells Kyle that it's going to be she's like, that there's going to be a wine pairing. She's like, oh, yeah, it's around the world. And so they're getting ready for that. And meanwhile, Sandy calls Storm to the bridge. And she's like, hey, Storm, do you want to see what an anchor drag looks like? Okay, no, stop looking at Kyle. That's not an anchor drag. That's just a future
just regular drag. Yeah, it's just regular.
So she's like, here, it looks like, look, it's, you ever played with an etch a sketch? You didn't really know what you wanted to draw, so you just sort of moved in a bunch of directions. That's what this is. You like it? It's fun, right?
Look, she's going. She's going. And look, what's it doing now? It's coming back. It's coming back around. That's what you want to look for on Anchor Watch. Okay, so
how does he not know how to do Anchor Watch? Isn't that a thing every deckhand does? Don't they take turns doing Anchor Watch? I was confused by this. How green is this guy?
I know. I was a little concerned about that, too. So now Dave starts telling us about his menu for around the world. So he tells us there's tuna tartare from France, lobster ravioli from Italy, mushroom gliss bao from China, fish and chips from England, and Wagyu sliders from America. I was like, that doesn't feel that around the world-y. There's like a little pit stop in China, but everything's pretty much just like standard European dash of American. I was like, could we get some Indian or Southeast Asian or South America? So like, you know, the world is bigger than like French, Italian, and English food, right?
Yeah. Well, he said he wants to do street food. Dave is very low effort. You know?
Yeah.
And he hasn't been yelled at by anybody yet, and nobody's really complained about his food, so I think he's getting away with it. But I think we're seeing a lot of low-effort shit from Dave.
Yeah, is tuna tartare street food? No. I'm just trying to calibrate. Is lobster ravioli street food? Just
no. You know what everybody wants to get from a truck on a hot night after a club? Raw fish.
Mm. I know.
Some of that raw fish.
let's just walk around the streets with some tuna tartare. So exactly, darling, come to sir. So now Kyle, they all the gays sit down at the table. Kyle's presenting this like childlike menu to them. And now Kyle has unbuttoned his uniform almost all the way down to the navel, which I thought was hilarious. He's just like so ready. And
he's Natasha's really putting it on. Someone goes, did you hear what we're doing? And one of the other guys goes, having a classy dinner. And Kyle goes, period.
Yes, he did do that.
I was like, did Kyle just do his version of period with a T at the end? Because that shit's funny.
Yeah. I think it was. So Natasha is very wily because she knows Dave wants to do buffet, but she's just going to manipulate out a wine tasting no matter what. So she's like, Dave, how about we just put out the tuna tartare so we can get some food up there and some drinks? What do you think about that, Dave? He's like, all right, that sounds okay. So this is her way of force coursing onto the table.
Right. So she announces the wine for the tuna tartare. It's like... You know, it's like $2 chuck. I don't really think she knows her wines that well.
She doesn't. Well, did you hear her description? She goes, this pairs well with tuna tartare because it's dry, crisp, and elegant. I was like, elegant? Oh. I thought it was funny because it was like...
Elegant as street tuna tartare.
But like, is that how we... Like, oh, you'll notice it has a nice finish of elegance.
Liz Taylor's white diamonds a little bit on your tongue there.
So Dave puts up like, so this, the tuna tartare looks lovely. They all arrive in little domes with smoke and they do the thing where they release the dome. They swirl the dome, the smoke. But by the way, if this was a buffet, you're just going to have these domes of smoke sitting on the table. Like when you actually look at how he was going to, that he was going to serve all this food all at once, it would have been a disaster.
Yeah. And there's always this person at the table when you get tuna tartare. Oh my God, this is so fresh. Like, were you expecting rancid tuna?
I know.
So Kyle's like, cheers, queers. Cheers, queers. And Josh is like,
wow, seeing these guests love the enhanced experience of the wine pairing makes me feel good.
Maybe we should keep it going.
So Dave is like, all good, Tosh.
They're loving the wine pairing.
And so then he goes, oh, so you want me to keep doing it one at a time? She goes,
I think that would be better. I think it'd be a little nicer. I think they'd be enjoying it, Dave. Dave, can you do that? Are you tired, Dave?
I can do it. I just...
They're enjoying it. It's a bit more elegant, which is a taste now, by the way.
Well, if it's better for you, then do that. And then he tells us, this is a huge change. We discussed this. Yeah, she told you she was doing a wine pairing and you tried to shove a buffet out there of hamburgers, okay?
Yeah.
Not only a buffet of fucking hamburgers, Dave.
Seriously, this would have been just the shittiest buffet. Who wants it? Like, I understand like an all around the world buffet, but if you're doing around the world buffet, then you actually need to have like a whole bunch of nationalities represented. This is not, and by the way, this is not me being PC, being like representation. It's just like, just the theme. You can't just do like three European, one American, and then you have like one Chinese. Like, if that's just not what you look for. And around the world, you want to feel like you're going around the world, for crying out loud. And by the way, the way you make it, okay, I'm getting really involved in this, but like the way you get, make it feel around the worldy is you course it out so you feel like you're going on a journey, for crying out loud.
No one wants a plate with a hamburger and a ravioli. You know what I'm saying? And a spoonful of tuna tartare. It's just,
yeah, because the ravioli is in like it's a single ravioli in a bowl of broth. So you're going to put out a whole bunch of bowls of broth in one corner of the table. And so it's like, oh, now I'm going to take a spoon of tartare. Oh, now I'll take my one ravioli. It's bizarre.
Yeah. So she's like,
I think we need more plates. We're going to be doing a lot of plate changes.
And Kyle's like, fuck me. So now comes the plate drama, of course. So she announces a Pinot Grigio. She goes, 2020. Like, wow.
I think you like the flavors of this Pinot Grigio because the bottle, it has a neck, but then sort of round the bottom two-thirds of it. Enjoy.
It's going to work perfectly with lobster ravioli because it's fun-loving.
So one of the guys is like, oh, my God, what if wine tasted all the same?
Now, let's not forget, these are the people who went to Iceland and ordered mozzarella sticks. So, like, Dave is getting really mad this episode that his food's going to be fucked up. I'm like, these guys don't care about food.
Oh, that was so funny to me for some reason.
What if all the wine tastes the same?
And we still have to taste it every time. So, the ravioli is served, and one of the guys is like, oh, my God, a single ravioli. How bougie.
And then Dave's drama is that his sliders have to go back in the oven to warm up. Oh, heaven forbid you have to remake some sliders. All the finesse that requires.
So he's like, yes, the wine pairing has slowed my service so much that my food, much like the heart inside me, has dried out and died. My burgers, like Kaya later this evening, are massively fucked.
My sliders, which this entire charter relies on, are fucked. So then Natasha presents like a Chianti, and she's like,
this will go really well with the pork bun, because pork buns have consonants in them. And when you say pork bun, there's consonants, and there's consonants in the word Chianti. Enjoy.
You might taste it. It's a bit jittery.
So the chef is like, well, we should have settled this up at the same time. And Kyle's like, that's what I said.
Well, because then what happened was Dave sent up the sliders instead of the buns. And we know the buns were supposed to be next because earlier Dave had gone through the menu and sliders were the last thing. So now they have wine for the buns, but they've received sliders instead.
Oh, God. So Kyle's like, this was supposed to be a buffet. We need to change it. This is crazy. And Natasha is realizing way too late that she needs a ton of help, and all the deck crew is asleep. So she's trying to call them, but nobody's coming. And Kyle's like, this is a lot to deal with. Brace a bitch.
Yeah. He's like, this is insane. And Natasha's like,
it's not my...
So,
There you go.
Will those pork buns make it? That's basically what it is. Like, will the gays like their dried out sliders? Will the pork buns make it to the table?
Time will tell, Dave. Time will tell.
Well, that brings us to the end of Below Deck Mediterranean. Fun times, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us. We will not be doing Married to Medicine tomorrow. Instead, we will be coming back Thursday with Real Housewives of Dubai, because they're having their first reunion ever, and we have not been keeping up with that show on the recap, so we're going to do that this week. Also, go check out Winter is Crappening, our Game of Thrones podcast. Like and subscribe, etc. And thank you, as always, for being here. We love you guys.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't No Thing Like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Dana C. Dana Do. She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Itchels.
Aaron McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
Ava Nagila Weber.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
Just saying, okay.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg. Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
The Bay Area Betches. Betches.
And our super premium sponsors. Always the wiser, it's Allison Weisler.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Better do what she says, it's Elva Enriquez. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Hail the master of the cork, it's Jennifer Corcoran.
We will, Joanna Rockland, you.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters. No one makes us feel well like Megan Cap Sewell. Nancy Cease and Desisto.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
Paging Paige Mills, Paging Paige Mills.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony. Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.